Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Credit Repair Show with your host, as you already know, the Credit Doctor, Angelo McCutcheon, coming to you with another podcast on the credit repair process. Now, before I even get started, a little something funny that I want to share with you guys. You know, on all my podcasts, I often say, you know, I'm known as the Credit Doctor. So I have a granddaughter, she's about 7 years old, and she heard me mention while on Facebook that I was the credit doctor. And she came back and said, "Papa, you're no doctor." I was like, "I know I'm not a doctor, I'm just the credit doctor." That's just normally what I'd say, you know, because I help people, you know, repair their credit, you know. "But you're not a doctor. You're Papa. You're not a doctor. Why do you say credit doctor?" And I tell you, people, that made me laugh so hard because it came out of nowhere and I expect her to say that, you know. So now every time I say that, I think of my granddaughter. Shout out to Azariah Cooper for making me laugh just with that. But all right, here we go. Thank you guys for tuning in. Today we're going to talk about we're going to start a series on violations that you, as the consumer, can file a lawsuit against a debt collector or a creditor or the credit bureaus. So we're going to be talking about violations on your credit report, violations that may be on debt collection letters. We're going to cover a series. You'll be surprised of how many times these debt collectors, debt buyers, creditors, even the credit bureaus will violate your rights, believing and knowing that you do not know what your rights are as a consumer. So we're going to go over that. And each broadcast, maybe we're going to do 5 to 10 shows just on violations. Upcoming violations, what we're going to talk about. So before we even get started, you know, I got to shout out and thank all you guys who have been tuning in, who have been downloading, who have been following me, who have been supporting this podcast. Without you guys, I could not have done as many shows that I've done already. But because of your feedback, your encouragement, I'm really encouraged to continue giving you guys this information. Of course, I'm not an attorney. I'm not a lawyer. I don't give out legal advice. Everything I give you is for educational purposes only. If you need legal advice, as we always say, seek out a consumer attorney, all right, for any legal advice. And with that in mind, shout out to all of my, supporters. Shout out to all you guys who encourage me, who send me word through Instagram or through Facebook or through email, and some of you guys even call me and text me. And so I greatly appreciate that. I thank you guys who have supported me financially. Just say, "Hey, keep up the good work. Here is something to encourage you to keep up the good work." So I'm thankful for everything. You guys know that. I'm really thankful for you guys and gals who follow my podcast. And then some of you guys who have now been following me on TikTok. So I guess I'm all over the place now. TikTok, Facebook Live, YouTube, got it going everywhere, just all over social media. But just because I'm able to help people and give them the information, or at least some of the information to get them started. Because what is my motto? You do not have to live with bad credit. There is something you can do about it. And that's what we're here for, to give you the information, or at least some of the information, to start you on the road to recovery. And I appreciate you guys who have been saying, "Hey, this is good information. I've been listening to it on a daily basis while I'm working, while I'm listening to it while I'm driving my truck, while I'm delivering the mail." I mean, all you guys have told me all kinds of things. So I'm greatly appreciative of that. Now, let's get ready to get into it, because these podcasts are not going to be long as normal. As usual, we never are long, but you know what I'm saying. Right, so violation number one. Let's get right into it. Violation number one. Now, you know, the last two episodes, we've been talking about medical debts. We've been talking about what the Consumer Financial Protection has said about medical debts being about 80% of things on people's credit report, or a total of 80% of consumer debt are medical debts. And then the last podcast, we talked about the changes that are coming come July 1st of 2022, how paid medical debts will be deleted from your credit report. Debt buyers who now buy your medical debts will have to wait a whole year before they can put it on your credit report. And 2023, when you get medical debts that's under $500, it will not be reported on your credit report. But there is a violation that a lot of debt buyers do when it comes to them buying your debt. And the very first one is a debt buyer or debt collector cannot add fees to any medical debts that they purchase or buy. Cannot add fees or interest to medical debts. If they do, it is a violation of your rights. What does that mean? So let's say you went to the doctor's office and you had a bill, you know, copay, whatever, that you had to pay. And for some reason, you did not pay it. And let's say you owe the doctor's office or hospital or whatever it is that's medical. It could be dental, anything like that. Let's just say you owe $500, right? And the doctor's office, you know, try to send you letters about paying it. But after a while, they sell the debt to a debt buyer, right? They feel like they're not going to get it from you. So they sell it to a debt buyer. Right now, a debt buyer buys that $500 debt, and now they're going to go after you because, of course, they're going to pay maybe like $50 for it or $100 for it, then go after you for the whole $500. That's how they make their money. Right now, by the time they go after you for that $500, when they send you a letter saying that, hey, we're trying to collect on this debt, and in that letter or in their communication with you, they say that the bill is now $500. And $80. And you say, well, wait a minute. I remember that bill was only $500. Now you come to find out that they've added interest and they've added or fees to that debt. Well, once they do that, that's a violation of your rights. And now you, as a consumer, can sue that debt buyer or debt collector. So violation number one, a debt, and this is no order that we're going to be doing these violations, but just when you see it, know it. Violation number one, a debt buyer cannot add interest or fees to a medical debt that they purchase. If they do, that's a violation of your rights, and what you need to do is get a consumer attorney, and they can file that lawsuit for you. If you don't have a consumer attorney, then of course you want to connect with me because we work with a whole law firm of consumer attorneys. And, you know, you bring that case to us, to me, we'll bring it to our attorneys and we'll let you know that the lawsuit is going to be filed and let you know the steps that they take to make that happen. Of course, with our attorneys, there is no charge to you from them for the work that they do. They will not charge you for the work that they do if they take your case. All right. So violation number one, a debt buyer who buys your medical debt, whether it's in any type of medical debt, if they just add $1 in interest or fees, it is a violation of your rights, let alone them adding $10 and $50 and $100 down the road. So when you get one, you find out. You can always, and what you can do is you can always call the original doctor's office or hospital and say, hey, how much was that bill you guys said I owe before you turned it over to the debt buyer? And they may say, hey, that bill is only $500. But the debt buyer is now saying you owe $570 or $80 or $20. Well, that means that they've added some type of fee or interest to that debt. And that's a violation of your rights. All right. So that's what I just want to let you guys know as we start our series on things, on violations that you can file a lawsuit against a debt buyer, a creditor, or even the credit bureaus. So once again, this is your boy. This is your friend. This is the credit doctor. Think about my grandbaby. This is the credit doctor letting you know that you do not have to live with bad debt. And I want to thank you guys for tuning in. And of course, if you need to reach me, all you got to do is look in any one of the descriptions of my episodes, and you can follow me on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, anything you choose. You can email me. However you need to contact me, you can do that. All the information is right in the description. All right. And with that said, thank you. You guys have a blessed day. Whatever you do, stay blessed. But what's even more important is that you are a blessing. And with that, have a blessed day.